Today we're going to build an Amen-style percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those moves that can instantly inject old-school rave pressure into a drum and bass track. The goal here is not to make a full, messy breakbeat track. We're making a controlled layer that sits underneath your main drums and adds that jungle energy, that human swing, that snare snap, and those little ghost note details that make a track feel alive. Think support, not chaos. Texture, not clutter. Set your project to around 174 BPM. That's a great middle ground for modern DNB, and it keeps the groove in that classic speed range. Now create two tracks. One is for your main kick and snare foundation, and the other is for your Amen style layer. If you already have a simple drum pattern, keep it basic. Kick and snare should still be the boss of the track. The break layer is there to give movement and attitude around that backbone. Next, drag in an Amen break or an Amen style sample onto your Audito track. If the sample needs warping, set warp on, then use beats mode. For transient heavy breaks, that usually gives the cleanest result. You want to hear the useful parts clearly. The main snare, a few ghost notes, some hat fragments, maybe a kick pickup or two. Don't worry if the full loop feels too busy at first. That's normal. Now slice the break into pieces. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing and create a drum rack. This is where the beginner-friendly magic starts, because now each useful hit or fragment can be played like an instrument. Audition the pads and listen carefully. Find the main snare. Find the quieter ghost snare. Find a closed hat or shuffle piece. Find any short pickup or fill hit that feels useful. The main mistake here is trying to use everything. You really don't need every slice. In fact, the less you use, the more focused and heavy it can feel. Let's program a simple one-bar pattern. Put your main snare on beat 2. Add a quieter ghost note just before it. Add a hat or tick after it, maybe on the end of 2. Then place a short break fragment near beat 4 so it pushes into the next bar. Keep it simple. We're building momentum, not showing off every slice in the sample. Velocity matters a lot here. Make the main snare hit hard, but keep ghost notes much softer. Hats and little ticks should usually sit low in velocity too. That contrast is what gives the layer life. If everything is loud, everything feels flat. Also, don't be afraid to let the timing breathe a little. Keep the main snare locked in, but nudge a ghost note slightly late or let a hat feel a little loose. That tiny human push and pull is part of that old school feeling. Just don't overdo it. If the groove falls apart when the bass enters, the break is too busy. Now let's shape the swing. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try a subtle swing groove. A good starting point is something in the 54 to 58% swing zone, with only a little timing and velocity movement. Apply it lightly, then listen in context. This is important. Your break should feel alive, but it shouldn't sound like it's fighting the rest of the track. A little swing goes a long way in drum and bass. Next, we clean it up. Add EQ8, compressor, and saturator to the Amen layer. Start with EQ8. High pass the break somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it leaves room for the kick and sub. That one move alone often makes the whole mix breeze more. If the break feels harsh, dip a little in the upper mids. If the hats are too fizzy, take some top off the very high end. Then add a compressor. Keep the ratio modest, maybe around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Use a slightly slower attack so the snare transient gets through, and keep the gain reduction light, just a few dB at most. You want control, not squash. In DNB, preserving transient punch is a big deal. After that, add saturator for a bit of thickness and grit. Keep it subtle. A little drive can make the break feel more urgent and more in your face. But too much and you lose definition. If it starts sounding boxy or crunchy in the wrong way, back off and recheck the EQ. If the break still feels too loose, try resampling it. Route the processed Amen layer to a new audio track, record a bar or two, then chop the best part and consolidate it. This is a really useful beginner trick, because it turns a performance into a clean building block. Often, printing the groove makes it easier to arrange and easier to mix. Now let's blend it with the rest of the drums. Put your main drum track and your Amen layer into a group or drum bus. That way you can shape them together. On the group, a light glue compressor can help the drums feel cohesive, but keep it gentle. You're only aiming for a bit of movement, not heavy pumping. And here's a big mix tip. If the Amen layer is fighting the main snare, reduce the Amen level before you start piling on more processing. A lot of beginner producers try to EQ their way out of a level problem. Sometimes the answer is just to turn the break down. In a DNB mix, the main kick and snare should still be the reference point. The Amen layer should usually sit lower, and then come forward in fills, breakdowns, or transition bars. That leads us into arrangement. A static loop gets old fast, so add movement over time. You can automate an auto filter on the Amen layer and slowly open it up into the drop. You can filter it darker in the breakdown for tension, then let it breathe more when the drop lands. You can also automate a short reverb, send on a snare hit, or use utility to subtly widen and narrow the layer. A really effective move is to mute the Amen layer for half a bar before the drop, then bring it back on the downbeat. That contrast makes the return hit much harder. Old school pressure is often about contrast more than complexity. Quiet, then rude, tight, then open, dry, then dirty. Always check the layer in context with your bass and synths. This is where the real problems show up. A break that sounds amazing solo can disappear once the bass comes in, or it can clutter the whole low mid range. If that happens, simplify. Remove a few slices. Narrow the stereo image a little if needed. Keep the low mids focused. In darker D&B, a smaller, smarter break often hits harder than a packed one. Here's the mindset to keep in front of you. Main drums are impact, Amen layer is movement, and percussion effects are for transitions. If you treat the break like a texture, not the whole drum section, everything gets easier to mix and easier to arrange. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't use the full Amen loop unchanged. Slice it. Don't let it fight your main snare. Choose a leader. Don't leave too much low end in the break. High pass it. Don't overcompress it. Let it breathe. And don't forget to audition it with the bass line early, not just at the end. If you want to push this further, try making two separate layers from the same break, one for snares and ghost notes, and one for hats and pickups. That gives you more control and usually a cleaner mix. You can also duplicate the break. Heavily filter one copy and blend it in quietly underneath the clean one for extra depth. For darker, heavier D&B, think in two-bar phrases. Maybe the break changes slightly every two bars. Maybe one ghost note moves. Maybe one hat disappears. Maybe there's a tiny fill before the next phrase. Those small changes keep the pattern alive without cluttering the track. Let's finish with the practical challenge. Build a two-bar Amen style percussion layer at 174 BPM. Use one main Amen source. Keep the main kick and snare simple. Build one main bar with a snare, two ghost notes, one hat fragment, and one fill hit. Then duplicate it into two bars and change just one detail in the second bar. Add EQ8, high pass it, add a little saturator, and compare it in context with your drum foundation. If it feels messy, remove a couple of slices and try again. The big idea is this. You're not just dropping in a loop. You're shaping a drum layer that adds old-school rave pressure, movement, and attitude without getting in the way. Get that balance right, and your D&B drums will instantly feel more alive, more underground, and way more intentional.